The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So if you find yourself watching Wimbledon or watching the golf or watching F1 and you think, you know, I have a six-year-old, I could turn that person into one of them and retire on the proceeds. Simon Tierney is going to tell us how to do it, how to build a prodigy.
That's the big question, isn't it? Is it nature or is it nurture, Anton? You know, when you were brought into the world, like, do your parents look at you and think, God, is there anything we can do with this?
Crushing disappointment.
I think a lot of people wonder when you're watching something like Wimbledon. Like a teenager today at SW19, Joao Fonseca, a brilliant tennis prodigy at the age of 18. He won his second round match. He's already guaranteed around £300,000 sterling before he heads back to Sao Paulo. And you sort of wonder, well, where does it all begin and end with people like that? And it reminds
me... There has to be a lot of the parents pushing it, because wasn't Valentino Rossi's dad, I think, was previously a motorcycle racer. And the Serena Williams, or the Williams sisters, both for Serena
Richard and Williams, yeah.
He shoved like mad to make them successful.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. There's usually a very, very pushy parent, or perhaps even two pushy parents behind, driving this on, sometimes against the kind of the rebellious willpower of these young teens. I mean, I remember when I was reading Andre Agassi's biography a few years ago, he opens the book by talking about what his Iranian former Olympic boxer father had done to him when he was still in his cot. As a young fellow, he had sellotaped a table tennis bat to his wrist, and he had hung a tennis ball dangling from a string over his cot in the kind of not vain hope that his son would start hammering at it and eventually become a brilliant tennis player, which of course he did, spending every penny of his salary on building a dirt tennis court out the back of their house in Nevada. So this kind of long-term vision that a parent will often have.
Now, is that the case for all prodigies? Because we tend to think of sporting ones because they are obviously very famous and we see them on the tellies. But prodigy can also be mathematical, it can be chess, it can be literature. So are they created by pushy parents?
Yeah, I don't think they are. The longest longitudinal study, or the most significant longitudinal study that we have on precocious youth is the study of mathematically precocious youth, which was set up in 1969 by Julian Stanley. And a child had been brought to him who was showing prodigious talent in mathematics. And he eventually enrolled this child in Johns Hopkins University at the age of 13 in the late 1960s. And what this study, which is still ongoing, I should say, you know, over 50 years later, is that all their results showed that, yes, prodigious talent does require careful nurture and isolation and attention and all the rest of it. But ultimately, it's about nature. It's about being able to identify that your child at a very young age, often by the age of two or three, is showing exceptional talent. And that no matter how much attention you give to it in terms of practice and all the rest, it will be in vain unless the talent is there at the beginning.
What about the balance then? Because Andre Agassi ended up loathing tennis. Tiger Woods ended up not having the most balanced and happy of lives, although he seems to be coming back on the rails a bit. So if you build a prodigy, do you ruin the child?
Well, that's a good question. I think Andre Agassi began his book by saying, I'm Andre Agassi and I hate tennis. He really did hate it because his father put him through the ringer with it. But most of the advice around this is that if you do have a child prodigy in your family and you want them to succeed in their chosen thing, then you're better off letting them at it. Don't fight it. And the reason for that is because child prodigies, and there's only about 1 in 5 million children who are prodigies. It's very, very rare. And what is, like, a child prodigy is someone who achieves professional mastery of their skill by at least the age of 10, right?
That's professional level skill by 10.
Professional skill, professional mastery of that skill. That's what a child prodigy. So the threshold is very, very high. And the reason they say don't fight it is because the child, it will be so devoted to their skill, whether that's playing the piano like Lang Lang in China, or playing the harpsichord like Mozart in the 18th century. They're so devoted to it that if you try and distract them, if you try and enter in this outside voice and say, would you not have a go of a bit of basketball and let the harpsichord go, Wolfgang? It's not going to work because they're singularly focused on it. So, you know, we all have this dream that we create well-rounded children. You know, we send them off to ballet and football and GAA and rugby and whatever it is. And we want them to be good at lots of things and perhaps not brilliant at one thing. But if you've got a child prodigy, the chances of you succeeding in creating a well-rounded child is actually quite difficult because they're naturally so committed and devoted to one particular thing.
Well, it's funny. I remember interviewing Dan Carter, the New Zealand captain, and him describing how he would come home from school and paint goalposts on the roof of the house and literally spend all afternoon till it got dark kicking balls off the roof of the house. And the sense I got was that the parents desperately wanted him to stop it because it was deeply annoying, but it was his choice and his dedication. Simon, thank you so much. That is our one and only Simon Tierney. And if you have a child and you're looking at them and you're thinking, nah, I still think it's worth a shot to turn them into a prodigy, if you missed Simon's guide to creating a child prodigy, you can, of course, have a listen back on the News Talk app.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.